to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Misinformed.
If you're wondering why my voice sounds so clear, it's because I finally got rid of my janky little microphone.
She has a brand new one, and it's honestly, like, studio quality.
It's obnoxious.
No, but it's, like, amazing at the same time.
They're like, your voice doesn't sound clear, it still sounds super shitty.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh, no. But hopefully we'll sound better this time. It's okay.
Yeah, you're well, upgraded, so...
We'll figure it out for you guys one day.
Slowly becoming more prestigious for you guys.
Okay, so we are going to talk about the most amazing thing ever brought to America, which is...
The Mecca.
Starbucks.
I'll literally go... The amount of money I spend on Starbucks every year is...
Could buy me a car.
Yeah, I would be out of debt if I just put that money towards towards my debt every day.
I know. Also, I knew a girl once. I used to work with her, and she spent... So, she calculated how much money she spent on Starbucks in a month.
Yeah.
She was coming close to $500 a month. I know.
Oh my gosh. So scary.
That's like, what, $6,000 a year on Starbucks?
Yeah.
That's too much Starbucks. Is there ever too much Starbucks? That is too much Starbucks.
I know, I get, like, sucked into it, because I'm like, okay, just this, like, one last week, I'll put my $10 on my card, and I'll spend that, and then no more reloading.
Yeah.
But then I look, and I'm like, but I only need, like, 40 more stars, so I have to reload again, and then it's just, like, this endless cycle of, like, constantly...
Buying Starbucks.
Yeah.
I know, I'm the same way. That's okay, that's how they get you.
Exactly.
Which is what we're here to talk to you about.
What a great segue.
What a great transition into our topic. Okay, do you want to start? So we're going to go over, like, some marketing points with Starbucks. It's kind of like how we did with our Target episode, which was just, of course, one of our faves.
Because I feel like we all think, like, oh my gosh, Target and Starbucks, like, they're just, like, these trendy things and everyone loves them. But I feel like they're smart and they did things to make themselves this way.
Yes.
So I have, like, so much to talk about. I'm sure you do, too.
Yes, but you can go first.
Okay. Because I
can
talk a lot. I kind of want to, like, go into the social media aspect first.
Okay, but first let me say one thing before we go, because that's also my next topic. So, just as, like, a background thing, the CEO of Starbucks, who's Howard Schultz, he was originally hired at Starbucks as the marketing director, but he wanted to expand the company so much, and he said, no, 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 like, we shouldn't be selling, like, coffee beans, we should be selling coffee and, like, making this a huge thing. Well, the CEO or the founders at the time weren't open to, like, big marketing things.
Yeah.
And so what he did was he left Starbucks, started his own coffee company, made money, came back and bought Starbucks out.
Oh, damn.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder what the coffee company is that he made.
Oh, I don't remember. I had it on my phone, but...
Clearly he made a lot to be able to buy out Starbucks. That's crazy.
He made... It was something, like, really weird. It's like Ildrigo or something like that. It was really weird, but... Yeah, he really only... Oh, I have found it. So it looks like it's called Il Giornale.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's the coffee company. And then he bought out Starbucks with that money.
Bless his soul.
I know, seriously. But it's crazy because, like, that just puts into perspective, like, he was a marketing director.
Yeah.
So he's a CEO, but he's seeing the vision of it through a marketing standpoint. But yes, okay, so social media.
Okay, so social media. So, obviously, Instagram is, like, a huge thing.
Yes.
And I feel like it's been going on even before, well, maybe not before Instagram, because I feel like you wouldn't really see those pictures on Facebook.
Right.
But the Starbucks cups pictures.
Yes.
Like, everyone Instagrams their Starbucks cup. You know, like, I think we even have one on our page.
I for sure have one.
You know?
Yeah. At least one.
And that's, like, they've just made, so, like, I was kind of, like, reading about it, and one of their marketing tools is actually to, like, make aesthetically pleasing products.
Yeah.
Because they know people will post them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, the unicorn prop that they just came out with a few months ago.
That shit was nasty.
It was nasty, but everyone was wanting to buy it because everyone wanted to take a picture and put it on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, smart in that sense, and then that's free marketing for them because they know, oh, so and so is gonna, like, post that picture and then, like, their followers will see it and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
And that's, like, a huge part of their marketing is literally just social media and just trusting that their consumers will post.
Well, they were very, very smart because, like, when they first started, like, when the social media thing, like, really hit off, because honestly, social media wasn't really that big of a thing until we were, like, probably in high school, which was, like, what? Freshman high school 10 years ago? Oh, dagger to the heart. I know. So, like, maybe 10 years ago, social media is, like, when it really skyrocketed, and so they took, like, full-on opportunity that they, like, started their Twitter, Instagram, like, everything that came out, like, right away, they just were super involved in it and, like, were just gaining followers faster than any other company that had coffee because they wanted to have that huge image. Yeah. Their thing about, like, social media is that they know that the people who are staying in their coffee shops, like, on their laptops or computers, are on social media. So they want to keep those customers for longer, and that's the only way they can reach out to them, really.
They're geniuses.
I know. They were the first ones to have an app, but, like, out of the coffee companies, too. So, like, Dunkin' and McDonald's didn't have, like, oh, buy these amounts, and then we'll give you this for free, until, like, way after Starbucks did.
No, they're, like, the pioneers of, like, the whole rewards program, which I feel like, it's crazy. Also, like, the whole spelling your name wrong on the cups.
Yes.
It's rumored that the baristas will spell it wrong on purpose, because they know then people will, like, tweet it out, like, what's the classic one? It's Steven with a PH.
Oh,
it's
like,
with
Steven.
Steven. Like, that one became, like, an internet, like, it
sensation.
Went viral. Yeah, so it's, like, they do that on purpose for, again, free marketing.
That's true, yeah. Now, I was reading about, just, like, the Starbucks cuts. Remember when, like, the huge, like, Trump thing was going on? Where people were upset because Starbucks, like, Starbucks barista wouldn't write Trump on, like, a cup at one point. And so then what happened is, like, Starbucks was just, like, write whatever they want on the cup because it was exposing them. It was because these Trump supporters were, like, taking pictures of the Starbucks cup and saying, haha, Starbucks, like, I got Trump on your cup. And they were like, but you're putting us on the internet.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's just, like, so funny to me that... Like, even though you hate them, you're still giving them
free advertising. You're still, everyone, yeah, exactly. Well, and, like, I thought about it, so, I don't know what it is about, like, their cups that, like, everyone wants to, like, it's literally, you could have, like, just a simple iced coffee, and people will Instagram it.
Yeah.
Know? But it's, like, you don't see Dunkin' Donuts. Like, no one is, like, sitting there
Instagramming Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. So it's, like, they clearly, like, back to the aesthetically pleasing thing, like, their cups are so plain.
Yeah.
But then also, like, the red cups.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas.
When those come out, people are crazy on social media with those.
Well, it's, like, even the tiniest thing. Like, remember last year how people were getting so angry because they didn't say, like, Christmas on them or anything? It's, like, those tiny little things. And if you think about, like, how big of an impact Starbucks has on, like, bloggers' pictures, for example. Like, so many people are like, oh, my gosh, this cup is not what I wanted it to be this holiday season. Or it is what I wanted it to be. And... you're giving them free advertisement either way.
Exactly.
They're just so,
like,
smart.
They know that, okay, it'll be easier. And they obviously have, like, money. They're probably...
They
have to be the top, like, coffee, you
company
know.
In the U.S. for sure.
But they know, okay, we could either take the easy path and just stick with our red cups. Everyone loves them, whatever.
Yeah.
Or we could kind of piss people off. But it'll... Free marketing. And they're still going to drink our coffee.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, that brings me up to, like, the PSL.
Yeah.
How, like, they basically created an icon out of the PSL.
So... it's the definition of a basic white girl.
Yes, exactly. And it's so funny because, like, the PSL wasn't even supposed to... like, they put it on, and they only sold, like, a couple of them in each store, and they were like, oh, we're going to take it off. But then, somehow, somewhere, somebody ordered a PSL and, like, talked about it on a blog or something, and it, like, blew up.
Yeah.
And now, like, Starbucks, like... capitalizes so much on the PSL. They sent, remember when they sent koozies out to everybody with PSLs? Okay, so did you know that, like, you were selected as one of, like, a group of people?
Really?
Yeah, and so I remember we were all, because we all drink, well, I don't personally like PSLs that much, but I go to Starbucks often enough that, like, people know, and, like, my fiance Zach loves PSLs, so, like, I'll get them for him sometimes, but other than that, it's, like, I don't drink that many, but I was still put in, like, this category of girls who would probably, like, drink PSLs, and so I got one in the mail, and so did you, and a lot of our friends did, but, yeah, it wasn't for everybody. It was,
it's like an elite group. Exclusivity.
Yeah.
Well, that, okay, so then going kind of back again to, well, I feel like PSL falls in this category, but the unicorn frap and the pink drinks, how those became, like, a craze this year.
Yes.
So, they say that it was leaked the unicorn crap. They say that it was leaked on Reddit by an employee. So, but it's like the chances of that being leaked. No, they knew.
Doubt it.
They told this employee, go on Reddit, post this about the unicorn crap, because then people start talking and they're like, I want one. Yes. Like, they feel like everybody wants to be included.
Yes.
So they know, like, giving it this, like, exclusivity aspect that people are going to, like, want it even more.
Yes.
And that's how, like, the pink drinks, they had all the bloggers posting it first. Mm-hmm. And then you want to be a part of that.
Yes.
Like, I tried the pink drink once, but I didn't, like, buy it myself. But I still was, like, and I did not like it. But I was, like, I still kind of want to go buy one, just have a picture with it. Because, like, that's the world we live in.
Yeah. Well, going back to, like, the name thing.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so the theory behind the name thing is that, like, when your name is spelled wrong, other people laugh, and they think, like, you're funny for posting it on social media. So the theory behind it is that people constantly want to go to Starbucks to get their name wrong so they can take a picture of it to get that, like, what is it?
Self-validation.
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah. On, like, social media, people thinking that you're funny for posting that. So that's, like, one of the biggest theories behind the whole spell their name wrong.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, sometimes, like, you'll see, like, Lauren, for example, L-O-R-R-I-N.
Yes.
Like, of course you would never spell Lauren like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just funny how they play off
Something so, like, not to the eye, obviously, because, well, I guess to the eye, like, to just, like, the naked eye. Mm-hmm. They don't look like they're doing marketing.
No.
But their marketing is, like, so intact to, like, actual human nature. Like, it's not even just, like, I don't know. There's, like, marketing 101, I feel like. And then there's Starbucks. Like,
the Starbucks University.
Is, like, psychologically, like, in tune. I don't even know.
I have my degree in Starbucks.
So weird. Like, they mastered it.
You know, in college, we really weren't allowed to do projects on Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. Starbucks and Apple, we weren't allowed to because, like, professors had already read so many of them. Mm-hmm. It's, like, in marketing, that's one of the two most interesting companies. So, unless they would come out with something new that year, like, my marketing professor, he was a CMO. He's like, I already know everything about Starbucks. Like, I've read it 50 million times. Please don't choose Starbucks.
It's not interesting anymore.
Yeah, because it's, like, of course you all want to talk about Starbucks. Well, it's, like, that's our generation.
Exactly.
That's another thing. Like, they target millennials, and they created, like, the whole, like, small coffee shop with your friends type of feel.
Yes.
But you can find it anywhere. And it's, like, you can get your drink wherever you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk into, like, an unknown coffee shop and think, is my caramel macchiato going to taste like shit today?
Right.
No. Because you know Starbucks
is that
way. It's
all, like, yeah.
It's universal. It's, like, across the board. But
yes,
they have the small coffee shop feel.
They do, and they, so I actually wrote this down, like, I feel like, obviously, in regards to, like, their competitors, like, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Dutch Bros. I mean, okay, Dutch Bros is, like, a different story in its own, because
we should do an episode on how scary Dutch Bros is.
Why I don't go to Dutch Bros.
Reason number 525.
But, in terms of, like, I don't know, I guess quick service coffee, they're obviously leading. But
yes.
I think the thing they struggle in is that, like, you or I would more, like, if we were going to go have a coffee date.
Yeah.
It would be more likely for us to go to, like, the Henry. Or, like, you know, for those who don't live in, obviously, Arizona, like, a cute coffee shop that, like, is Instagrammable.
Yes.
Because then, you know, so if, like, or Starbucks, and maybe they've done the research and this just doesn't fit in their, like, market base, but if they could, like, change some into that, like, cute atmosphere.
Well, they were...
That's even more.
They've been trying to, like, remodel some of their stores or whatever.
Yeah.
And I read an article where they were talking about how Starbucks wants to put, like, trial Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or make some of their Starbucks, like, trial Starbucks that include wine. So,
oh, yeah.
So
and
it's,
like beer.
Yeah, wine and beer
yeah.
to see if, like, people feel more like that's, like, a local small little Starbucks.
That's
and see
cool.
if that gives people, like, the feeling of that.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see, like, who would go... Well, I don't know. I guess, like, there's literally... I go to the same Starbucks every morning and I just walk in, whatever, in the morning. And there's literally the same, probably three or four people that I see every day in there on their laptops working.
Mm-hmm.
For some people who are entrepreneurs that work from home, but they don't want to sit in their home all day.
Yeah.
Starbucks becomes their office.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Maybe after five, when they're before they're ready to go, they'll grab a glass of wine.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah. No, it's true. And, like, you think about, like, so Starbucks, like, strategically places, like, their places around small coffee shops to, like, try to get their business, but it's been found, like, it really doesn't create, like, they don't really sell them out.
Yeah.
So, or buy them out, really, or close them down.
Yeah.
They just found that, like, more people are attracted to those small coffee shops, so they're actually, like, helping those small coffee shops from it. Because, okay, what Starbucks does is they try to get people through the line between anywhere from 0 to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 3 if there's no one in the line. 3 to 5 if the line's out the door. Like, that is what they're supposed to do. Which, by the way, was a lie the other day when there was, like, 20 people in there.
Yeah.
I was in there for, like, 20 minutes. But that's their goal. So their thing is, like, they want to be fast and efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But their biggest thing is, like, being comfortable. So they're trying to, like, go back to being, like, a small coffee shop.
Okay.
It's just, like, imagine, like, how hard it would be to find a balance between, like, being really fast and, like, people wanting to just, like, go in and get... Because in the morning, you don't want to wait 10 minutes.
Exactly. You're not trying to, like, go and sit down.
Exactly.
It is so true because I feel like we forgot about a time before there was drive-thru Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, it was only recently. I mean, like, maybe over 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But I remember when, like, Starbucks with drive-thru first started popping up, you were like, whoa, you could drive through it? Like, because we were so used to it. You had to walk in.
Get in.
Kind of wait. Yeah. And so now I can see that, like, people don't as much just, like, sit at the Starbucks.
Yeah. No.
Maybe it's also because we're not in college anymore, so we don't have, like, a reason to sit at a Starbucks.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Because, like, when I was in college, I would go sit at the Starbucks at TCU.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Another thing, too. Like, okay, aside from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, with their, like, how you were saying, like, oh, no. Sorry, I was thinking this when you were saying that they want to get people through the, like, the line from 0 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, also, they've noticed that, obviously, people are more inclined to come to Starbucks in the morning.
Yes.
So, to get them to come in the afternoon, like, the treat receipt thing that they do.
They're so smart.
Yes. Because that, again, is just, like, tapping into basic human nature. Like, everyone wants to think that they're getting a deal.
Yes.
And that they're saving money. And so you give them this receipt in the morning, say, come back after 2 and, like, get this half off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone, but you're going to come back.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, oh, well, like, it's only, like, $2.
Exactly.
You know?
Whereas, like, not on a normal day, you would never go back to your coffee anyway. You're just getting it because it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
You just want, like, a second cup of coffee that day.
So they're literally, like, they're covering all spectrums. Like, they find where they're weak, and they, like, are so smart and they think of how to grow that.
Patch it up. Yeah, it's insane. They're crazy. But they're really smart. And I can tell, even, like, okay, so when I was at GC, just, like, a fun fact, and I don't have, like, an article to quote, because I just know from being there. This is coming from me, your researcher. Okay, so at GCU, so they had a contract with Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And even though GCU had the biggest Starbucks in the U.S.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Well, it's gone now.
Oh.
Because, Starbucks, they, like, I don't remember what it was. It was back when the CEO had that whole deal with, like, oh, the LGBT community and, like, how they supported them and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But GCU is a Christian university, and so they couldn't, like, have that on campus anymore. Like, it was against, like, the policies to, like, advertise that. Sad. Anyway, that's a different story. But they had to take that Starbucks out. Now it's a Coffee Bean. But at the time, like, people would come from different places, like, in the U.S. to look at our Starbucks.
Shut up.
Isn't that weird?
Dude, I wish I could have seen it. I thought, the one in Disneyland was huge.
Yes, that one is huge, too. The Starbucks is bigger. It was because it doubled as, like, a study area.
That makes sense.
And they had a huge TV, like, the size of, like, a wall. It was insane. And it was, like, a little couches everywhere. They had an outside area, like, outside the building. And it was on the 4th floor of the building.
Gosh.
So it was, like, an entire floor. If you can picture, like, all these classrooms taken out.
Yeah.
And just, like,
and there's just, like, huge Starbucks.
Enormous Starbucks. It was really cool.
Ew, who drinks, like, Coffee Bean?
I know.
Nasty.
I know. I tried it once at GCU out of, like, dire need. And then I literally, after that, I would drive between classes to Starbucks across the street and come back. Like, I don't care. Judge me. But, yeah.
Wow.
So, they're, like... But, anyway, the point that I was going to make to that is that they only had 2 people as cashiers. They only really only have 2 lines, if you notice, in every Starbucks. They never have, like, more than that.
Yeah.
But they still, like, force them to do it under... They have to, like, be trained.
That is so true. And because even, like I just said, the Disneyland ones are huge. Like, the one in, I think it's the one in, no, it's the one in Disneyland is, like, so big. Mm-hmm. But they even only have two.
Yeah.
Fashion listings. And that line can get long.
Yeah.
But it never is really, like, a long wait.
No. I mean, at least for Disneyland, it's not a long wait.
Yeah.
I bet. No, yeah, it's, like, against our policy to have more than two cashiers. Because they want, like, to keep, like, a clean look.
Mm-hmm.
So, their thing is, like, if we just keep two cash registers, like, you know, it's a barista like this, station. Like, yes. Yeah. They just want it to be, like, clear, concise, like, this is where you go, this is where you pick up your drink, go.
That's so smart.
I know.
Also, I just thought of this, because we were talking about, like, the Disneyland one. They're even smart, too, in, like, Disneyland, that they have, like, the little Mickey ears on their cups.
Yes.
Because, like, okay, how are we going to get someone in Disneyland to take a picture of our cup? When they're in Disneyland, like, you know, they're going to be taking mm-hmm. pictures of the castle and whatever, but I always take a picture of my cup in Disneyland because it's so cute because it has the Mickeys.
Yes.
So like, they're even thinking, like, okay, this person's going to Instagram or Snapchat or whatever this cup, too.
It's, like, how evil genius of them that they make you stop at Disneyland when you just paid hundreds of dollars to go there, and you stop to take a picture of a cup.
I know.
That's insane to me. Like, that's just crazy. We don't really realize, like,
no,
that we do that, but and we're giving them free advertising.
Like, you just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're, like, expanding so much. Every year they add, like, a crazy amount of stores everywhere. Mm-hmm. Eventually they're just going to be at every corner.
Oh, for sure.
But it's going to be hard to keep, like, an image of, like, still, you know, the elite coffee mm-hmm. that you get when there's so many everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
So everyone can go to it.
I do want to know what it's like. Is it the East Coast? I feel like they're more Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Everyone who I know from the East Coast, like, loves Dunkin'.
It's because Dunkin' Donuts is from Massachusetts. They're from Boston. Yes. So, like, if you go to Boston, they're at
the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas, like, Seattle,
I would struggle there. Oh, yeah. I do not like Dunkin' coffee.
You hate Dunkin'. It's because you hate, like, the vanilla syrup.
Yeah, and I really don't like sweet coffee.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah.
But, you know, you can get almond milk there now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in my book. 2 points.
Super Dunkin'. There you go.
No, but yeah. I mean, wow. Other than that, let's see what else.
So the loyalty program.
Yes.
So their loyalty program is like one of the best algorithms, I guess. Like a lot of companies actually tailor theirs to the same
mm-hmm.
model as Starbucks. And like one thing that I noticed this a few weeks ago with my roommate because she doesn't go as often as I do. And I was going, like, every single day before work. So they realize that. Like, they kind of look at your patterns and what time of day and what you're ordering. And so for my, like, in your app, you'll have challenges. Like, oh, finish this challenge by this date and get 150 bonus stars. Mm-hmm. And mine were always so hard. Like, order a coffee every day for the next 7 days. Or it's like, order 6 coffees by this day and it would be, like, 7 days total. So basically they want me to continue ordering a coffee every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then my roommate, she told me what her challenge was, and it was, like, buy 2 iced teas, and it was over the span of, like, 2 weeks. And I'm
yes.
like, what? Yours is so easy. But it's because she doesn't go, so they're just trying to, like, reactivate her, you know, behaviors, whereas me, they're like, she's going to keep going regardless, but let's just make sure she keeps coming.
Yes. You should pull out and see what bonus you have right now, like, what bonus offer. Mine, I haven't gone to Starbucks in a while, because mm-hmm. I've been, like, trying to save my money, and so I'm making coffee at home right now.
Yeah.
So I probably haven't visited them in, like, at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like I have, my bonus right now is try Teavana tea or any breakfast sandwich or any handcrafted Starbucks refresher for 100 bonus stars.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I hate you.
See? So like, I could go right now and, like, spend, what, the $5 and get 100
stars.
Yeah.
So I've been also kind of taking a break, but it's only been, like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I think. So I think they realize, like, okay. But they're also, like, still mine's hard. Like, I think I got a caramel macchiato. It was for Ashley when we went to Hawaii. So uh-huh. for my friend. I bought her Starbucks, like, right before we left. And she got a caramel macchiato, so I think they, like, saw that, and that's not typical for me.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is buy 4 caramel macchiatos by the 25th. But it started on the 19th. But, like, 4 caramel macchiatos.
That's a lot. Drinks
4 caramel macchiatos over the span of
that's
like a week.
Lot of calories.
Yeah. So, and it wasn't even 100, it's 75 bonus stars.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm just going to keep waiting them out, and hopefully they'll give me a better one soon.
I have another one where it says, enjoy any Teavana tea 3 times and collect 75 bonus stars. So I have 2 bonus offers right now.
Wow. Also, they do things like, so when you're gold, also, okay, the gold portion of it.
Yes.
Pretty simple to get, but by doing that, they give people this, like,
elite status.
Yeah, you feel, like, so special. I remember, like, one of our friends used to be obsessed. Actually, she's still obsessed with Starbucks.
Yeah.
And when she got her gold card in the mail, she, like, cried.
My gold card!
So it gives people, like, that special feeling. I forgot where it's... Oh, for gold members. They have days that they'll notice, like, oh, this person goes a lot. For instance, when I try not to go as much through the week, mm-hmm. I'll typically always do Mondays. And so on Mondays, I get bonus stars. Because they know. I go on Mondays more than anything. So then they will give me bonus stars to keep me going on Mondays.
Yeah. They're, like, reinforcing mm-hmm. your behaviors.
Yes.
They're still... It's like Pavlov. Like, they're rewarding you for going on Mondays. That's insane. I know. Honestly, when I got my gold card, I was so proud of myself. But then, like, a moment of clarity came back, and I was like, wow, I spent a lot of money to get this card.
Both shame and proud.
And it's like, what, you have to spend how much to keep it in a year?
Oh, let me see. Well, you know what? Mine's, like, ridiculous because of how much I go. It says, like...
I don't even know where to go anymore in Starbucks.
Okay. So,
and they changed the, they just changed their algorithm, too.
Yeah, I have something about that, too. So you have to have 300 plus stars to be in the gold, and then, I don't know, there's somewhere you can look and, like, it shows you, like, when your gold status will expire, if you, like...
Yeah, so you actually, so it's star expiration or whatever... So, like, I accidentally let, like, 65 stars, like, expire, but then it counts it down. So, at the beginning of the year, it'll tell you how many you need. So, for me, I got my gold star, like, 3 years ago or something like that in March. Mm-hmm. So, it says I've already completed all my stars. It's earned 0 stars by March of 2018 for another year of gold. So, I have gold status until March of next year. And then in March of next year, it'll tell me again how many I need that for gold status. Which is just, like, a little ridiculous, but it's okay. Yeah.
That's... okay. Also, the fact that you can only reload in $10 increments...
Yeah. You can't do any less than 10.
Yes. Yes. Is so... And then, also, you can't, like, pay... You can't have them scan your app and then pay in cash.
Yeah.
Because they want you to reload. Because... Yes. Nothing is going to ever equal exactly 10. So, like, mm-hmm. for instance, right now I have $1 in my account.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I'm trying not to drink Starbucks. But by, like, knowing that I have that dollar, even if I want to go get Starbucks, I'm going to reload. Because if you don't pay for your drink in full, you don't get the star points.
Exactly.
So you're just constantly reloading. That's where I fall into this trap of, mm-hmm. like, I keep reloading because, like, I never can just get down to a zero balance, so I know. Feel like I have to.
I have a zero balance right now, miraculously, and I don't know how I did it. Also, it's probably because I haven't used it in 2 weeks, so, yeah. But still, I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, I'm missing 2 cents. Like, come on.
Please.
Reload.
The algorithm that changed. Okay, so the old program was 1 drink equals 1 star, and you had to buy 12 drinks to get a free drink.
Yes.
Now, the algorithm is $1 equals 2 stars, and you need 125 stars to get a free drink, if you're gold.
Yeah.
So, for some people, that's great, because some people drink, like, lattes or macchiatos, yeah. and those are expensive. Mm-hmm. My drink is $2, so yeah. it's not as great. So, actually, like, they broke it down for the average drink. So, they averaged out a drink. Say you buy a $4 drink.
Mm-hmm.
With the old one, you would spend $48 to get a free drink. Mm-hmm. That's 4 times 12. With the new one, you spend $4, get 8 stars every trip. So, essentially, you would spend $63 to get a free drink.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, they're just getting more money because, naturally, as humans,
mm-hmm.
we see their rewards. So, then we're like, oh, we only have to go 2 more times to, like, get a free one.
Yeah. But in reality, you're going, like, a million more times.
Exactly.
This is how you end up spending $500 a month on Starbucks.
And that's how America is poor.
Yes. And now we wonder why, like, we're all poor. This is why, people. because we're spending our money on Starbucks. That's really interesting, though. I mean, I also only get a drink with, like, $2. I just get, like, a black iced coffee with, like, coconut milk sometimes. But other than that, and now, and I've seen it, too, like, I've had less rewards since they changed it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why it's a little discouraging when I can just have, like, make my own coffee with my Keurig. But, I mean, they are making more money off people who don't notice that. Because, like, we obviously do the research.
Exactly.
But a person who, like, doesn't care to do research, they're just using their app as they go.
And, yeah, like, I feel like people forget, like how you said, oh, I just make my coffee with my own Keurig. Like, you know, I've started to do that, and, like, okay, it tastes the same. It doesn't taste the same. It's something about someone else making your coffee that makes it better.
That's, like, an actual thing. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, if you, it's also with food that you make.
Yeah.
So if you make your own food, it doesn't taste as good to you because psychologically, like, you're already smelling
the
it.
The effort. And the,
yes. Oh, okay. It's the sense of smell. So because you're smelling all the ingredients, your taste buds almost become, like, immune to them. Whereas if you go to a restaurant, they just bring it out to you. You haven't smelled any of the ingredients yet, so it's a lot stronger in your mouth. Isn't that insane? So,
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Yeah, you're not crazy. Your Starbucks is better than, like, when you make it yourself.
But for some people, like, Starbucks has literally become, like, people budget in Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks is a part of their day. It's the only way. Like, one of our friends, I think it's one of our friends from work. Mm-hmm. I have to, like, remember. But their dad literally, yes, he budgets in, like, a Starbucks, whatever, fun. He literally gets Starbucks, like, 3 times a day.
Wow.
Insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know what you're talking about? Yeah, he does. He makes, like, he, like...
Granted, he's, like, he makes loaded because he's, like, a pilot, but...
Yes, but he, like, legitimately makes it, like, a budget Starbucks for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane. That's but, like, crazy. Yeah, so some people, like, Starbucks is that important, and, like, that's...
That's, like, what they live for. Yeah, I would go broke, because it'd be like, if you budget that out, that's like, well, that's what, like, my friend was doing from work. She would go to Starbucks in the morning, and then she would get it for lunch, and then she would get one right after work. And it's not, it wasn't just like, oh, a coffee. It was, like, with an extra shot, and, like, also really bad for your body, probably.
Yes, very bad.
But, or she would go get tea, like, for lunch, and then, like, afterwards, she would get, like, hot chocolate, or whatever it was. And to me, that's just insane. You, nobody needs that much coffee in their life. But that's how they get you, though.
I want to know if, this is just kind of, like, aside from the point, but, like, if on, like, rainy days or in the winter, obviously in the winter they have to be busier because there's people who don't drink coffee but will go to Starbucks for, like, hot chocolate. Yes. Oh, my God, the white hot chocolate from Starbucks.
So good.
I love.
It gives you diabetes, so it's worth it.
It's so worth it. But it tastes like Christmas in a cup.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But I wonder if on rainy days they're busier. Because everyone just, like, wants to get, like, a hot coffee on a rainy day and, like, snuggle up. And,
I for sure go to Starbucks on a rainy day. Like, definitely.
For sure. I feel, like, so hipster.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh. Me with, like, my hot coffee. Yeah, my scarf. And, like, my oversized sweater and my leggings.
It's so gloomy. I feel so Seattle.
It really only rains, like, once here. I guess in places where it rains all the time, be affected by that, but in Arizona where it rains maybe twice a year in the winter.
Definitely, I think upstairs is.
Yes, it does. We're probably blessed to have rain here.
Another side note that I'm just curious about, I wonder if there is a most Instagrammable, like, Starbucks location.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, I feel like it would be the original in Seattle.
Yes. Well, there, they were talking about how, like, the busiest one is the one at the ground station in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably it. I'm guessing that's probably where it is. But it's also being used by people who are, like, on the way to work.
True.
That'd be, like, a really good, like, research thing that they could do and see.
Like, look at, like, the tagged location. Like, which one of their locations is the most tagged location.
Yes. That, and also, back to the whole PSL thing. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, they started the PSL hashtag and it's become, like, a phenomenon?
Yes.
They were so smart to do that.
Because
now girls are, like, I was just looking at an article and, like, just looking at random examples, and they're like, oh, being a basic white girl, hashtag PSL, and if you click on, like, the PSL thing, there's, like, a million, like, different tags from people. They should, like, do a study on that.
It's literally, like, yes, basic white girl.
I should be, like, hashtag coffee with coconut milk.
Hashtag, yeah. CWC. Coffee with coconut milk.
Grande. No, grande and a venti with a lot of extra ice.
When you want to be basic, but you want to be healthy.
Yes.
I wonder what became first. Like, you know, it's like such a trend now to like autumn and pumpkin and blah blah blah. Like, I wonder if pumpkins became like a big thing first or PSL. Like, did PSL bring in the pumpkin?
Or did
like
the
obviously
pumpkin
was like a thing, but you know now it's like
huge,
a trendy thing. Like pumpkin everything.
It's like the chicken or the egg. What came first, yeah. The chicken or the egg? So I was reading this article where they were talking about the PSL, just in specific, and yeah. So. Starbucks was the original PSL creator, and then McDonald's, like, mm-hmm. created a different one, and then Dunkin' Donuts later on, like, created a different one, too.
Yeah.
So, like, they were originally the first to, like, really get, like, the pumpkin coffee.
Bad.
Yeah, like, the pumpkin coffee fad.
Yeah.
Pumpkin, like, pie and stuff like that was always
well, yeah.
around, but in
but
drinks...
But now, like, Dunkin' Donuts, too, they're little munchkins, they have pumpkin ones.
Yes.
Like, everyone makes pumpkin something, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, they were the original creators of it. Also, I read this article about how, like, most people, like, if they do, like a blind taste testing,
yeah.
the PSL that was chosen the most was the one from McDonald's. But
really?
People would still choose a Starbucks one just for the label.
Honestly, the PSL, love you, Starbucks, please don't hate me. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us.
But the PSL tastes like shit. It only tastes good for, like, the two first sips when the whipped cream is still on it, and I don't even like whipped cream, so that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
But when I was, like, a sophomore in college, I used to get a PSL every day before this, like, public speaking class that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because it tasted like shit.
Yeah.
I just did it because it was, like, before I drank coffee early.
Yeah. That, and, like, also, I think the chai latte is so underrated.
I
like,
love chai latte.
Why are we sleeping on
why
the chai latte?
Why are we sleeping on the chai latte?
You should be...
stay woke.
Seriously. Switch up your PSL for chai latte one day. Recommend.
You just said that, and I'm like...
You want one?
Chai lattes.
I know. So good. I'm excited. It's now, like, starting to kind of be a little cold in the morning, so I'm like, I could do it like a chai latte.
Ooh, it's a little chilly outside.
It's only
like
78 degrees.
Degrees.
It's true.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Should we play some games?
Yeah, let's play some games.
Okay. My first one is great. I hope it translates to everything.
Wait, is it super great? Because then I should go
yeah,
first. Because we should
first.
End on like a really good note.
You go first.
Okay. The first one is, would you rather never drink coffee again or you can... Oh, so never drink coffee again or you can drink your favorite coffee every day, but you also have to drink a PSL along with your coffee every day.
I would, this is hard for me too, because like I literally can feel myself coming to life when I drink my coffee.
Me too.
But I would just have to give up coffee because PSL every day.
I know.
You would literally have to not eat lunch and dinner because the calories in a PSL.
That would suck, dude. I would suck. I would just switch to tea.
Yeah.
Like a really highly caffeinated tea. Like what's a really, like green tea?
You can have energy, I mean energy drinks might kill you.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be really unhealthy to drink a PSL every day because you would actually die.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot.
You're like eating, and I can't even. I mean, it has cinnamon in it. I mean, that's probably why I don't like it.
Yeah,
the cinnamon. But heck no, I'd rather just stop drinking coffee. And that says a lot about how much I hate PSLs because I love coffee.
Can you drink espresso? It's technically not coffee, right? Like there are espresso beans, so you can just have like a shot of espresso.
Yeah. You can just switch the name. Dirty bean water.
Yeah. Ground beans and
ground
water.
Ground beans and water is what I'm thinking. Okay.
Okay.
Lay it
next
on
one. Would you rather date a guy who drinks a skinny vanilla latte with skim milk at 98 degrees and yells if it's not perfect? Or date a Dutch Bros employee? And
oh my
those
god.
Of you don't have Dutch Bros in your like hometown, I feel like they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Dutch Bros employees are, like, so aggressive, in-your-face, energy levels of, like, 200 all the time.
They're like, hi, how are you? What are you doing today? You're going to the mall? Oh, my gosh, what are you going to buy? You're going to see your friend? Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Are you also going to eat there? Like, okay.
Chill.
I just want coffee. Like, I haven't had coffee yet. You can't talk to me like that.
Calm the fuck down. And, like, your Dutch Bros employee boyfriend would be that like that all the time.
Yeah, okay, I would definitely get the guy that has to have his coffee at 98 degrees and yell. I would yell with him in order for me not to have, like, a guy that works at Dutch Bros. That's awful.
Yeah, I feel like I would have to do that too, just because, like, I am a extroverted introvert, and, like, I very much need my time alone. Mm-hmm. And if I had a boyfriend that was like, could you imagine if, like, you had the door, like, shut? Like, I need my me time. He, like, pops in. What you doing? You're, like, laying on the bed. He's like, chill, bro. And he jumps on the bed.
He's like, later. Oh, man, you're only going to chill in the bed? Why? What are you doing? Did you have friends? Where are your friends today?
Oh, it would be so mentally exhausting. I would just, like, never go get coffee with my boyfriend, though.
Never.
So I'd be so embarrassed that he drinks.
Yeah.
I would just, vanilla latte.
It'd be convenient. You could just be like, can you stop and get coffee on the way?
Yeah, exactly.
Please get it without me. You just get your own coffee. You can just get it for him.
That's true.
You could go before he.
They're like, is this for you? Boyfriend.
My boyfriend's really picky. He needs to be exactly 98
degrees. 98 degrees. I just realized that I made that 98 degrees at the band.
Oh,
it was unintentional.
Nick Lachey. Shout out to Nick Lachey.
Is that Nick Lachey? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Well, that was a trip. That was
If you know anyone that works for Starbucks, let them know about our podcast and let them know that we will sponsor them.
Oh, or no.
But that they will sponsor us. I don't want money to sponsor them. I mean, this is marketing enough.
I can give you $5.
I can give you the $5 I'll use tomorrow for the coffee. Also, before we go, I want to shout out, hold on. I don't want to say their podcast name wrong.
Oh, yeah. Because they shouted us on Twitter. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, but we can shout them out,
I want to shout them out real quick.
Okay.
Because they gave us a shout out on Twitter, and I really much appreciate it. Really much. I very much appreciate you.
I want to shout out Brawless and Brunchy.
Yes, they're so cute.
They're super cute and, like, super sweet. Three girls. They have the cutest little Instagram, so you should go follow them and listen to their podcast to kind of just, like, talk about, you know, random things. It's, like,
women
a
empowerment.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
They have a lifestyle podcast, so they'll talk about anything.
And they're funny.
Yeah. So they're really funny and cute, so you should definitely go follow them as well.
And also, we have Codex Prime Podcast. They gave us a shout out. It was the sweetest thing ever, honestly. They were, like, this whole thing about us. And so I just want to say thank you because that was, like, really sweet. I just noticed that last night. Mm-hmm. We've been, like, moving and, like, having a life for, like, 2 seconds, so...
And I have no excuse.
No, you had a game night last night.
True.
It was actually
I'm literally on Instagram all the time, so if I don't respond to you, it's just because I'm being a bitch. Just kidding.
No.
It's because I'm lazy, and I don't want to respond to the wrong thing, so I really have to think about it.
Right? Yeah. Don't be offended if we don't reply for a couple of days. These couple of weeks are busy for everybody.
Yes.
Next, what, few 3 weeks? We're still going to bring you quality content, obviously, always, but bear with us.
Yes.
And the
wedding
festivities
are coming up, so.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're still working on some other things that will be coming soon, and then if you guys have topics that you want us to talk about,
send them our way.
Yes, misinformed.podcast@gmail.com. Send us notes.
DM us.
Hate notes.
DM us. Our Instagram is Misinformed Podcast. Our Twitter is Misinformed Pod.
It's hysterical stuff. Brought to you by Drea and sometimes me.
Yeah. No, you've been on there.
And then, also, go rate us and review us because that'll help us get up further on the podcast app.
Yeah, please. We have like 5 reviews, which we love you guys for.
Yes,
it's really nice.
And then also, if you guys are, like, interested in doing collaboration or working with us in terms of sponsorship, please email us because it's easier for us to respond and email there rather than on the DMs because sometimes they just don't come in the normal way. They come in through, like, our private ones. We don't see those for a while. So
email us instead.
Yes.
If we haven't replied to you and you've already emailed us, bear with us for working through them. We got like, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
In, like, a matter of a week. So, fair enough. We love you.
We see you.
Yeah.
We see you.
We see you. Okay. Well, and remember, we're not experts.
So don't quote us.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.